The Greatest Gift of All, written by Greg Laurie. I heard that someone actually tried to calculate how much it would cost to give the gift's name to the classic Christmas song, The 12 Days of Christmas. The grand total came to about $15,000. Some items were affordable, like a partridge in a pear tree for $34.99. Six turtle doves will run you somewhere around $50. Six geese away will cost around $150. But the price takes off when you add 11 pipers piping. That is $1,000 right there. Then there are 12 drummers drumming. With current union scale for musicians, they will run you another $1,000. The price really soars when you get to 12 lords leaping. We are talking $3,000 for them. Granted, I don't know where you would find them, but they are very expensive. Still, the real message of Christmas is not the gifts that we give to each other. Rather, it is a reminder of the gift that God has given to each of us. It is the only gift that truly keeps on giving, so I want to point out four things about it. First, it is surprising. When Christmas rolls around, you often try to figure out if certain people have bought that gift you really wanted. Maybe you already know what they bought because they didn't hide it very well. Or maybe you uncovered it by accident, or maybe not. But when the day comes and you open the present, you have to pretend you're surprised, yet all along you knew what it was. God's gift to us, however, was a complete surprise. It was not expected, and as you examine it more carefully, you realize how great a gift it actually was. Second, God's gift came up to us in the humblest of wrappings. What would you think if you saw a gift under your Christmas tree that was wrapped in newspaper and tied up with string? At first, you would probably assume that a guy wrapped it. But think about God's gift to us. Jesus was born in a palace of gold. He was born in a stable. He was clothed with rags. He was laid in a feeding trough. Yet these things do not, in any way, diminish the story of Christ's birth. If anything, they help us realize the great sacrifice God made for us. God's gift to humanity, the ultimate gift of eternal life through his Son, Jesus Christ, came in the simplest and humblest of wrappings. Third, we don't deserve this gift. At Christmas, we give gifts to those who we care about, who have been kind to us over the past year, or who have given us a gift first. We don't give gifts to the person who has been slandering our name or to the angry neighbor who has never a kind word to say. Yet God gave us his gift and we were his enemies. He didn't give this gift to us because we deserved it. In fact, it was just the opposite. The Bible tells us, but God demonstrates his own love toward us, and that while we are still sinners, Christ died for us. Fourth, the gift tells us something about the giver. When you want to give someone a gift, you start thinking about it ahead of time. Hopefully, you try to find what that person wants or needs. When God decided to give us a gift of eternal life, it wasn't something that he just thought of on the fly. Long before there was a town called Bethlehem, a garden called Eden, and a place called Earth, a decision was made in eternity that God would send forth his Son, born of a woman, made under the law, to redeem those that are under the law. The Bible says that he was slain from the foundation of the world. Make no mistake about it. This gift that God has given to us was the most sacrificial thing he could possibly have offered. So Christmas isn't about those gifts that you have under your tree right now. All of those things will be gone one day. All that will be left after this life is the human soul, and that will live forever. We will put so much stock in what we have, but this is going to pass away. Life is about what happens beyond the grave. Life is about knowing the God who made you and who gave you the greatest gift you will ever receive.
Warning. What Jesus means to me. What does Jesus mean to you? Have you ever had someone ask you that question in devotionals or in a church service? Well, I have, and I'm here to tell you what Jesus means to me. Jesus is the Son of God, and Christmas is his birthday. Some of us forget about that during the Christmas season. With parties, decorations, and buying gifts is a lot to handle in 25 days or less. But as my Bible teacher, Miss Cash, says, Jesus is the reason for the Christmas season, and she even said herself, I get caught up in everything too. Sometimes I forget what Christmas is all about. But we get to have a Christmas season because of him, and the same thing with Easter. He died on the cross for our sins. He has a lot to do with our lives. He heals our cuts and scrapes and bruises, you name it. He heals us. Jesus has blessed your parents with you, friends, family, all of your children, spouses, and coworkers. Jesus helps me do well in school, cheer, and even horse riding. Some of the little things, he helps me do them. He is a very good help. Even if I do something wrong, he forgives me as he does all of us. Jesus is really a hero. Some of us might think of a hero being like Superman or Spider-Man or any other superhero. But a real hero is someone like Rhonda Johnson, Kathy Swisher, and the Lee family. Jesus has blessed us with so many things that we had money to raise for the spaghetti supper, to go Christmas shopping for the kids and teens at Kingsway. And people like Ellen Fitzgerald, Mo Kyle, Kathy and Wayne Swisher, Penny and Brian Lee, and Dale Thompson, who made that dinner possible. Jesus has blessed us with so many things, like food, shelter, water, and family. He is truly a hero. Thank you.
For the past year or so, I've worked at the TJ Maxx in Stanton. For the two Christmas seasons I've been there, I've seen and talked to a variety of people, but the ones who stood out the most were the ones who didn't smile back at me or ask me how I was doing or even acknowledge my existence. I completely understand that the stress that this time of year places on people, what presents to get who, what kind of pie to bake, what to wear to what dinner, etc. But really, does any of that matter? It all pales in comparison to what this time of year is really about. Yes, even I get caught up in all the hubbub that has now become the traditions that make up Christmas. But when I really stop to think about it, what does Christmas mean? We've all heard it before. Jesus was born in Bethlehem only to die for our sins. But we never stop to think about how awful the night of his birth was. We picture Mary and Joseph in a stable outside of an inn with cute cows and donkeys surrounding them. In reality, Mary laid in a very unsanitary environment, gave birth in wretched conditions, while everyone else seems to think they had a happy birth in a clean barn. I don't want it to sound like I'm trying to make the birth of Jesus ugly, but to understand the beauty of it, you have to understand the ugliness. In Matthew 1, verse 21, an angel speaks to Joseph. She will give birth to a son, and you shall give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Sin is the ugliness of Christmas. It is also the beauty. Christ came into this world to save us from our sins. People need to understand the ugliness that all of this cures. Every single person in this room has sinned. Because of sin, there are tears and pain and war and fighting and anxiety and unrest and fear and worry and sickness and death and famine and pollution. All those things which mar our existence are the direct result of sin. Sin disrupts every relationship. Thomas Watson, a Puritan writer, said, "Sin has turned beauty into deformity, and the wicked takes more care to have his sin covered than cured." You see, the reason that Christ was born was to be the Savior who came to deliver men from sin. If there were no sin, there would be no need for Christmas. So we cannot divorce the two, and we cannot hide behind the fantasy. We cannot hide behind the smokescreen of Christmas cards and all the rest. Sin must come to the forefront. It is a reason for Christmas. Every broken marriage, every disrupted home, every shattered friendship, every argument, every disagreement, every evil thought, evil word, evil deed, every good deed undone, good thought unthought, good word unsaid can be attributed to sin. Thomas Guthrie wrote, "What fair siren is this who, seated on a rock by a deadly pool, smiles to deceive, sings to lure, kisses to betray, and flings her arm round our neck to leap with us into perdition? It's sin. Who turns the soft and gentlest heart to stone? Who hurls reason from her lofty throne and impels sinners, mad as a Gadarene swine, down the precipice into a lake of fire? It's sin. Sin is the ugliness of Christmas. It stands behind the scene and is the reason the Savior came. This is a true statement and worthy of all acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Sin subjects a person to all the miseries of life. You live a life of sin and you get trouble and nothing else, emptiness. The wicked, rather, are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest, whose waters cast upon mire and dirt. Sin brings the worst things in life. The final result of sin is that it damns people to hell. And we need to know this, that of the 7.5 billion or so people living on earth today, all of them will die. All of them will die, and all of them will face hell if they die without Christ. Because this is the ugliness of Christmas that brings us to the point of its beauty. The beauty is that Christ came into the world to save sinners. Christmas isn't the lights, the trees, the cards, the presents. It's so much more than all of these things. It's a simple fact that Christ came to cure the ugliness of the world. God determined to send his son into the world to die for us. That's Christmas. That's the meaning of Christmas. And no matter what you may think and what sentiments you may have, what warm feelings you might have about Christmas, unless you understand the ugliness of your own sin and embrace Jesus Christ, who alone by his death and resurrection can save you from that sin, you don't have any connection with Christmas.